early calls for cash hog prices today are mostly steady. There's a great deal of uncertainty about up north and west. Slaughter levels and movement of animals may be curtailed by a severe winter storm going through there. 12 to as much as 20 inches of snow predicted in parts of South Dakota, Iowa, and Minnesota, Wisconsin. In Peoria, the call is steady, 42 the top price. The early call possibly weak, but the storm might help hold the market unchanged. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, February 28th, negotiated swine purchases were $12,725. The base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $53.50 to $65 even. The weighted average was $60.59, down $1.41 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.21 to $50.51, the weighted average $48.54. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were $10,489. The base price range was $54.50 to $66.50. The weighted average was $62.54, down 44 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45 even to $50 even, the weighted average $48.62.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Coming up, overnight trade, which was down. We'll have a pre-opening call as well from Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. But first, our growing areas weather and a look at our severe weather picture right now. Here's meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom. We do have thunderstorms across central Illinois right now, and they extend all the way from north of La Salle Prue through Pontiac and Bloomington Normal on down toward Decatur. Some more thunderstorms west of there around Springfield and also in Mason and Tazewell counties, and then southwest of there to the St. Louis area. There are no warnings in our immediate area. There are a couple severe thunderstorm warnings now in the St. Louis area. Earlier tornado warning. Fortunately, no tornado warnings in effect in that area any longer, although that may change a little bit later as we do have some more storms expected to develop. Now, around the St. Louis area, or actually west of there in Callaway County, some roofs and vehicles damaged by 1 3/4 inch hail, small tree limbs down, hail from quarter to golf ball size out that way not all that long ago. And in St. Charles County, Missouri, in Orchard Farms, 3/4 inch hail recently. So there are some hail reports coming in from those storms, and there's also going to be strong winds. Now, across the Midwest Corn Belt, there's going to be travel problems to our northwest as a blizzard is expected to rage across much of northern and central and western Iowa and portions of Minnesota and Wisconsin. So they're going to get heavy snow. They won't have to worry about the hail, tornadoes, and damaging winds. For Illinois and Indiana, the big concern is flooding. Flood watches out for much of our two-state area and much of the Midwest right now. In fact, there's a flood watch in effect for areas from eastern Iowa and northern Missouri across northern and central and parts of southern Illinois, northern central and parts of southern Indiana, southwest lower Michigan, and much of Ohio. So much of the Corn Belt is going to get significant moisture, whether it's from rain or snow. Now, as far as the severe weather threat goes, we do have a brand new tornado watch that we've been mentioning here over the last 15 minutes, and it includes much of the WILL severe weather coverage area. The counties include Champaign, Vermilion, DeWitt, Piatt, Macon, Sangamon, Christian, Shelby, Moultrie, Douglas, Coles, Cumberland, Clark, and Edgar in our severe weather coverage area. And counties south of there and a little bit east of there into Indiana are also in the watch. The areas not in the tornado watch are Fort Iroquois, Livingston, also McLean, Logan, and Sangamon. Actually, I mentioned Sangamon, and Sangamon's not in this particular watch. But everything east of Springfield and generally from Champaign and Vermilion County southward under a tornado watch until 6 p.m. So this is a long-lasting watch, and we'll be having to monitor the situation throughout the day today. So that's what's going on as far as that is concerned, and all of our severe weather coverage area under a flood watch through this afternoon. Ford, Livingston, and Iroquois counties remain under that flood watch through tonight. There's also an urban and small stream flood advisory in effect for extreme western McLean County and northwestern Sangamon County until 10:15, and some of the counties just west of there from some heavy rains earlier this morning. So a lot of water, and basically The chance of some severe weather today. Now, this will all end this evening as a cold front will come through. The severe weather threat will end at least. We will have strong winds, primarily in northern and central parts of our two-state area. We'll have gusts over 40 miles per hour tonight and tomorrow. Winds will be out of the southwest to west tonight and out of the west tomorrow. And along with that, we could have some areas of light snow and flurries over the next couple of days as temperatures will be turning colder. So this warm-up today is only going to be brief. We are going to be basically starting March with below-average temperatures. And finally, on this report, and we'll get back to all the other growing areas tomorrow, I'll just run down a couple other advisories. A winter weather advisory is in effect for northwest Illinois from 6 p.m. this evening until noon tomorrow for a mixed bag of mainly snow and blowing snow. And there's a high wind warning already posted for portions of west central Illinois from 3 p.m. this afternoon until 6 p.m. tomorrow, or 6 a.m. tomorrow. And that includes the Quad Cities southward and near Quincy. And I'm sure more areas will get under a high wind warning later. We'll keep you updated on all the latest weather today. Stay close to your radio for the latest weather information as the weather may be severe at times. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Let's look at how trade fared overnight. In Kansas City, the March wheat contract opened overnight at 5.12, down 4, last traded down 4. May, 5.14 and 3 quarters, down 3 quarters, last traded down 3.5. July, unchanged on the open at 5.17, last traded down 3.5. March wheat in Chicago on the Board of Trade at 4.17 and a quarter on the open, down a quarter, but last traded down 4. May at 4.88, unchanged, last trade down 3 and 3 quarters. July, 4.98 and a half, unchanged, last trade down 5. September wheat, unchanged on the open, and the last trade at 5.06 and a half. 5.18, the December open, up a half, last traded down 2.5. In the corn pit, March opened overnight at 4.25 and 3 quarters, up a half, last traded down 4 and a half. May, 4.36 and a half, up 1, last trade down 4 and a quarter. July, 4.45 and a quarter, up 1, last trade down 4 and a quarter. September corn, 4.31 and a half, unchanged, last trade down 5. December corn, 4.20, unchanged, last traded down 5 and 3 quarter cents. May oats opened at 2.59 overnight, down a quarter, last trade down 1 and a quarter. In the beans, March opened at 7.73, down a quarter, last traded down 8 and a quarter. May at 7.88 and 3 quarters, up a quarter, last trade down 7 and a quarter. July, 8.01, down a penny and a half, last traded down 6 and 3 quarters. August beans, 8.05 and a quarter, down 2 and a quarter, last trade down 2 and a quarter. And November, it's 8.24 and a quarter, unchanged on the open, last traded down 7 and a quarter. In the products, March bean meal opened at 2.24, down 40, last trade down 2.10. The May, 230.80, up 10 on the open, last traded, though, down 220. Bean oil for March opened at 30.09, down 16, last traded down 21. The May at 30.80, up 4, last traded down 16. Joining us now for our pre-opening call is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Tom.
A lot of people are watching not just the overnight trade, but the world stock markets and what kind of impact that might that have on commodities today.
Well, I would think we've been kind of trying to trade with the Asian markets, and the Asian markets were lower. The European markets were a little bit better. I would anticipate, just given the overnight market and the weak exports that we saw in the corn, that we'll see the corn market down 3 to 5 cents at the opening. Export bookings came in at only 12.5 million bushel. The trade was looking on the low side of things at almost 24 million bushel. So this is the lowest that I could see back to the summer of 2005. It's very light. We did see some light deliveries. Those numbers are moving lower. But technically, this market's very vulnerable to more choppy and probably some pressure early in the day. On the bean side, down a nickel to a dime. Heavy bean oil deliveries, exports there in the middle of the range. Wheat down 2 to 4.
And what's your take on the Merc this morning?
The Merc, I think the cattle will be steady at best, probably a lot of 50 lower. We're looking at a cash futures, kind of a disconnect there. On the hogs, futures will be up maybe 20 to 50 points.
All right. Thanks for your time, Ellen. Ellen Dearden is with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Looking at the outside markets right now, a half hour into trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 132 points at 12,136. It began the day about 200 points lower, recovered a little bit since then. The S&P 500 index is down about 17 points at 1390, and the NASDAQ is down 37 at the moment, about a percentage and a half at 2379. Crude oil is trading down 34 cents a barrel for April in New York at 61.45.